Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's cold. Is it as cold as Yellowstone Park? I'm sure we're going to be finding out with our guest coming up next. It's 8:38 on this Wednesday morning. WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app or, hey, I gotcha. Meet us on Facebook because we're live there Monday through Friday, and you're going to enjoy seeing the characters at the table this morning. Of course, I'm talking about Ron Russell and Mo Bell, talking about Yellowstone Park and taking a snowmobile ride and just seeing some lovely country. You guys have been doing this for a while now. Let's begin with you, Ron. Tell us a little bit about this upcoming trip.
Well, it's going to be the 20th year.
20 years.
And let's give a weather report right now.
Okay, weather report.
The temperature high for the next week out in Yellowstone will be about what the temperature is going to be here at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
About 34 degrees.
Oh, okay, okay. But you are prepared. You have done this for 20 years. Every year, you're taking a group out to Yellowstone. And how many do you have this year?
We have 65 this year.
65 people going on an adventure.
Right.
With the man in the yellow vest.
But that was not our high. The first year, we had 96 people. And I'd like to have Mo tell us a little bit about how this trip came about.
Yes, Mo, how did it happen?
Well, years ago we took folks skiing in North Carolina, and that blossomed into taking them skiing to Colorado. So we had confidence we could pull this kind of trip off. It's really not that complicated. You just add up the cost of the pieces, and that's what the cost is. And when we were coming back from a ski trip, and I was looking at a USA Today newspaper, and the back page was all about snowmobiling, and I was I'd heard about it but didn't know much about it. And there was actually a small group of doctors in town that would go snowmobiling, and I sort of learned from them. Robert Hope, my predecessor, had gone a time or two, and they coached me that first year on what the pieces were and who to see and who to talk to out in Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And the first year we took a shot at it, and we got most of it right.
Yes.
And every year we refined it a little. We don't change it much now. We sort of got it down.
Always some unexpected thing that happens when you get people together. You know there's going to be.
Every year. And we're not talking about an hour or two ride. I mean, Ron and these guys and, everybody, the whole group. 8 o'clock in the morning, we're out getting our snowmobiles out, and we're gone, and we come back at 4 or 5 o'clock. Some of us travel about 70 miles in a day. Ron and some of the advanced guys might go 100 miles in a day.
Wow.
And if you think about it, 70 miles is like riding to Columbia on a snowmobile.
But it's not flat.
Oh, no, no. There's hills and bumps and turns and twists. And
it's not like on I-77.
No, no. And when you go into the park, you see animals. We see the bison and the elk and all. And sometimes you share the road with these animals. That adds another little bit of interest to it. But
wow. Well, you know, you mentioned advanced riders. I gather there is an opportunity for everyone to sign up for this trip, and you figure out the details of how to drive the snowmobile later.
Yes, the first thing that happens on the first day out there is they receive an orientation from the outfitter about the operation of the snowmobile, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and things like that. And then we go out to an old airport, which is basically a flat area, to just let them get used to the equipment they're going to be riding. And then we'll break the group up into skill levels. And if they don't want to go fast, that's fine. If they want to go a little bit faster, that's fine.
Provided they can.
Provided they can. And we have repeaters. Okay. Another interesting thing is that we've had several states that have heard about our snowmobile trip.
Yeah.
And we've actually had people from California, North Carolina, Georgia, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Wyoming, Oregon, Wisconsin, Arizona, Minnesota. And it's kind of interesting that the word gets passed around through families that live in the local Rock Hill area.
That is such a great opportunity to do something that is just not available here locally. Now, you also, over the years, you've come up with some ways to make it safe, make it fun. You are wearing a yellow vest. This means what?
Well, the everybody there wears a black jumpsuit that the snowmobile shops provide.
Which I love that. You don't have to worry about packing.
No, and it keeps you warm.
The expense of all the extra gear.
Minus 8 degrees, you're still comfortable.
You get that when you get out there.
Well, so we want to keep our group together, so we provide red vests for our group members, and the group leaders wear yellow vests. And we divide up in groups of 5 to 10 snowmobiles, and we'll put a yellow vest leading the way and a yellow vest at the rear to make sure nobody gets lost.
Smart.
Lots of twists and turns. There's over 300 miles of trails, and you know, you have to turn occasionally. Well, you need to keep the group together. We've had a good track record of very few people getting hurt. Every now and then there is an injury, but if you follow the rules and use common sense, it's pretty safe.
Good to know.
Probably 3/4 of our snowmobilers every year are first time riders, and it's not very difficult. You know, if you can ride a 4Runner or Wave Runner, something like that, it's not much harder than that.
Wave Runner on snow.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've learned, you know, we add things to it. Sometimes we'll take people on a ride at night, things of that nature, but it's just a great trip. It's so easy. And, you know, people start getting concerned. Will we see snow? You will see snow.
Well, you know,
you will see lots of snow.
So far away and impossible when it hardly ever snows here. So you will see snow. What's the weather pattern like? Do you ever ride through falling snow?
Yes. Excuse me. Very much so. You never know what the weather's going to be, especially in the mountains. It can change in 10 minutes. We have been on whiteouts at 8,400 feet, and you cannot see across this table.
Where is that yellow vest?
So I've stopped people since I know where we're going, and we've actually had to zigzag keeping the front of the snowmobile to the tail of the other snowmobile.
Wow.
Just until we find our markers again. Mm-hmm. So we know the trails. It's a safe deal.
It's fun.
Right. And jumping back to the vest for just a moment, we are the only group to date that ever came up with this idea about the vest.
Perfect.
And several people out there have commented about, you know, that's a great idea.
Especially when it's black jumpsuits that everybody's wearing. So hard to identify who's who. But you've got yellow vest and red vest to help that along.
That's right. I think we've got a good track record. We've had over 2,000 people on the trip, and we've brought back everybody.
That's awesome. And, of course, working through the YMCA, has certain goals and making it affordable. This is affordable for families.
Yeah. We try to break even. We don't want to lose money on a trip like this. But it's relatively inexpensive. I say that. It's about $1,500, maybe a little bit more than that. And we package it together because the average person doesn't really know or want to have to work out those details.
Sure. They can be very intimidating.
Yeah. You just buy your food. Other than that, we've got everything taken care of.
That includes the flight?
Flight, transfers. We transfer in a charter bus from Bozeman, Montana to West Yellowstone, about 2 hours away. The clothing, the lodging, the snowmobiles, entry fees into the park. We even take everybody out to eat one night. That's sort of fun.
Wow. So, that's a fabulous deal.
Yeah, it's good team building fellowship, and it's good to see even locally. We have a lot from Lake Wylie coming this year, several Fort Mill, always some from Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. And for a while we had people, it was a crowd from Great Falls of all places.
Good news travels.
Yeah, and it helps break down barriers when you're playing together. You find out that Fort Mill, Lake Wylie, and Rock Hill, and even Great Falls, we're not that different.
No, we're not. No, we all put on that snow outfit the same, snow bib.
We've had ages from 8 to over 80 years old going this
trip. Wow.
That's remarkable.
It is remarkable. And it's just a great opportunity to take an adventure and do it with a group that you know you're going to be safe. The details are taken care of. You guys are leaving when?
I am leaving on Friday with a group of seven other people. We're kind of, we help guide the tours. So we try to go out a couple of days early just to have some free time for ourselves and go to some of the places that we normally would not take people to, backcountry, snowmobiling, and things like that.
They probably look forward to seeing you coming. Do they know, hey, here they come?
Oh, yes, they do. We've got a lot of friends out in West Yellowstone and Island Park, and we really want to thank those people and those communities because they've been so welcoming to all of our group from South Carolina.
Well, you're a good economic boost to bring that many visitors.
Yeah, I'll figure up what our economic impact was, but last year I think it was over $65,000 just to the local communities. That doesn't include the airfares.
How about that? Great. Now, the patches on your vest, tell me about those real quick.
There is a volunteer group that takes care of the grooming of the trails. And they provide a patch every year, which is available for purchase. And we always try to get those and provide those to each of our snowmobilers.
Okay. Have a little memento.
That is correct.
To remember the trip. So it's too late to sign up for this year's trip. But when will you start thinking ahead to next year?
Well, the typical planning, we start booking flights in March or April. And then the lodging and everything else will follow in May or June. We'll have it packaged ready to go by the 1st of June.
There you go.
And deposit, and you pay the rest later. And we will fill up, though.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is the airlines will only allow 30 flights for a group. In the old days, they would allow unlimited numbers, but they have all kind of performers. And these are discounted seats and all that good stuff. So actually, this year we have one group going out, 30 on Saturday after Ron's group leaves, and then another group of 25 going out on Sunday. So we're sort of staggered somewhat in order to get everybody on an airplane.
There you go. And when you're handling the details, those that are just going for the adventure, focus on the fun. Just show up and have a good time. Thank you so much, Ron, Russell, Mobel. You guys rock. Can't wait to – you're going to call in, I hope, and give us the update.
We'll do weather reports. Be calling in about 8:30.
Okay. So
that's on starting Monday through, I suppose, next Thursday.
Fantastic.